Hey, happy Wednesday. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is January the 8th, 2020. You know, I thought about not saying good morning, everyone. And I thought about that, and I thought, well, you know, everyone might not listen to it in the morning. And you know, if I thought about that, you know, I'd have to change the devotion from morning devotion with Brother Mark to maybe daily devotion with Brother Mark. You know, I don't know. Do I need to change the title? Anyway, that's just a thought as I was getting ready for the devotion. Today, our verse for consideration is going to be found in Genesis chapter number 13 and verse number 10. It says this, "And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar." You know, that's a passage of scripture that is, I've heard a lot of messages on that. You know, every year when I read that passage of scripture, I think about those messages that I've heard. And the main point which is relayed from this passage and those which follows is the choice which Lot made. The point is, Lot made a choice which had a greater impact in his life than he imagined it. Think of the situation which was presented to Lot. Because the servants of Lot and the servants of Abram were in a constant state of strife, it was decided that Lot and Abram should part ways. Abram gave Lot the choice of which way to go. The scripture tells us that Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld the well-watered plain of Jordan. Lot chose to pitch his tent toward Sodom. Lot didn't realize the impact this decision would have on his life. The men of Sodom were evil. Lot never considered the impact these evil men would have on his life. However, before long, not only did Lot pitch his tent toward Sodom, but we find that Lot is sitting in the gate of the city, the place where the business of the city took place. What we find is that Lot was totally immersed in the culture of the city. And we know the culture of the city was sinful. So Lot began by looking at the well-watered plains and then pitching his tent. And before long, he was fully involved with the culture of the city. The point of the lesson is to be careful about the decisions you make. They can have far-reaching consequences. They may even impact your life in ways you never imagined. Be careful how you make decisions also. Lot used only his eyes. Because he looked and saw the plains were desirable, that's the decision that he made to go after that place. But if he would have considered the character of the men of the city in the plain, he might have made a different choice. The assumption is that Lot made a decision according to the flesh without consulting the Spirit. He chose the personal benefit of the well-watered plain without considering the spiritual condition of the men of Sodom. We cannot know for sure how Lot made his decision. However, the point of Lot seeing the well-watered plain is mentioned in the text. So we know that the well-watered plain had an impact in his decision. You know, reading this every year, it keeps in front of me the need to consider all aspects of a decision before I make one. Also, I need to keep in mind that decisions which make the best financial sense may not make the most sense spiritually. Making a decision for financial purposes may not also be the best decision. If a financial decision leads me away from God, it is the wrong decision. Every decision needs to honor God, and it needs to lead me closer to Him, and it needs to lead to His glory. You know you're going to face decisions in your life. What criteria will determine the decisions you make? Will you honor God with every decision? Will you make decisions which lead you closer to Christ? Or will you allow circumstances to lead you away from God? I pray that every decision you make will lead you closer to Christ. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you will help us to learn from the example of Lot. I pray, God, that you would help us to look below the surface when making a decision. Help us to make decisions not based upon the present moment, but based upon eternity. God, I pray that you will lead your people in every decision they make. Help your people make decisions which will honor you. God, I thank you that you give us your Spirit to lead us and guide us and direct us. And I pray that we will be led by that Spirit. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Till tomorrow, Pastor Mark, signing off.